apply. So, therefore, that it just will naturally fit. The Black Death seems to have a way of cleaning up all the tales.
Right. And the feudalism begins with the viceroy position. Correct?
Well, that's just an easy way to sort it, because they don't see a viceroy as a threat.
Right, but that is the beginning of feudalism. It's no longer the republic of the American Constitution, with the three houses,
okay.
The three parts.
Okay.
The three departments. All right.
Okay. All right, then it'll move back to the... So then you're trying to say it's going to move back to the Hanover House.
Oh, okay. Aha, you brought that up the other day. That's right.
I know about the Hanover House.
The Morgellons disease, is there more that you'd like to say about that?
No.
No, nothing there. We're doing
there's
a lot of
there,
remote.
Not working for right now. It didn't help
okay.
anybody or anything right this hot second. It will soon,
and
but not this yet.
Okay, so... okay, I should keep that in. Yeah, there it is. Now, we are talking about emotions, and there's the sentimental human emotions, and there's another level of emotions that you implied that are drivers, right?
Uh-huh.
There's two levels of emotion here, the ascended emotion and the little man emotion. Or is the ascended emotion a misnomer? That's not really the case.
You won't know till you know.
Right, and agape is part of the ascended emotions.
Yeah, we don't like the use of the word. It's kind of glib. But yeah.
Agape. Agape is glib.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. That's the word that people use. It's God's perfect love. God's perfect love. They don't know who God is. They don't know what love is. They don't know what perfect is. Now they're saying God's perfect love, and they don't have a clue what the fuck they're talking about. And then they get mad at us, and we straighten them out. God don't love us, but we don't know what love is. But if he did, we'd know. Well, yeah. You know, we're back to lost in space. And then, why did I uncall me a whore? You know how it goes.
Yeah. So the agape emotion. Oh, yeah. The emotions that I'm trying to get at is worked out in Ring 9 with Job. Remember that thing with the different human emotions?
Somehow we remember that. Things, Bobby. Yeah, we remember, yeah.
and that is little man emotion that Job dealt with. Or did Job ascend to post little man emotion?
He did. That's how he survived and got better than he lost.
All right, very good.
Bitch wife. That bitch unnamed wife of Job that said you should curse God and die was destroyed. He got a new wife, a better wife, and better children, and more food, and more money, and more cattle, and more everything. He was good. He made out like a bandit.
Right. Did I say that the forbearance and putting up with all the shit that was happening to him, that those were little emotions, or little emotions applied intelligently, or they were ascended emotions?
No, they weren't ascended emotions, because we had to go through it. See, that's the same thing whenever we talked about Jesus on the cross, whose last words were, Eli, Eli, Abba Sabbatani, which is, God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is Jesus talking now. He's like, you fucked me up, God. So, that's an example of the same ridicule.
Mm-hmm. Or going through the process to ascension.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, that, we don't pick your words, so we agree when we can.
Yeah.
So, don't get hung up with it, but you're good.
Right. You're saying you wouldn't pick those words, but you would tolerate mine.
We do. We find you. Yeah. Well, but see, unlike most people, you're absolutely credible with the English language. Most people aren't. Everybody else is drunk on their own liquor like they think they know something. When you are the first to tell them, and don't ask me, I know nothing. I'm sure about that. I'm positive I don't know anything. See, and that part's good because now you have no relegated biases to judge your prognoses. That's where people get messed up.
Yeah, they get biases.
You should congratulate yourself. That was good, Bunch.
Right, relegated means... to dismiss an inferior rank. So in your sentence, you said I wasn't relegating a bias. and was that making it inapplicable? I said, no, bias is part of our situation. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's not relegated. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I rehear that sentence, when I hear that sentence, rehear it, I'll understand what relegated means and get it the first time you said it. All right. So now you have in Brazil a new variant every week. They've now gotten to the Black Plague, and all ages are dying, and it'll just keep increasing. Anything more you want to say about that pattern than what I just said?
Just no more than what Socrates said. That was enough.
What did he say?
You're fucked and you're going to die.
Right, and he willingly took the drink. Forget the name of the drink. The Hector or something. He took the drink that did him in.
Hello. Can I get another glass of Hector? I need a hemlock, Bob. Hemlock.
Not Hector.
I need a Hector. I need a Hector hemlock. That'll be good.
Yeah, guess what?
So
Hector is negative. Hector. What's the good word? Hector.
Hector. Hector is a next part of the metric system, by the way.
Oh, okay. But I meant by Hector, nectar. It's a hexed nectar. It'll do you in. It becomes hemlock. Hemlock is Hector.
So it's like toxic whiteness then.
Yeah, whiteness. Patriarchy, you mean?
Toxic, yeah. Patriarchy. Toxic, that's what. Right now, the new trope is it's toxic whiteness, Bob. You're going to hear way more about that than you ever want to know.
Okay, so, of course, this all services as Bob locks down Bob Rule. That's what they're objecting to when they say a lamppost and mathematics is white privilege.
Johnny Cakes. They say, John, no, it's about Johnny Cakes. Okay, you got me again. Johnny Cakes it is. And then I go, oh, God. And they go, okay. Wait a minute. No, Bette Midler. No, Bette Midler. That's what it is about Bette Midler. Okay, you got it again. It's about Bette Midler. Bob, just like, okay, and tell us, explain it. And you tell me. You can convince me, baby. I got you. I'll take you to KTTH. We'll show you how Seattle works.
So, but this anti-whiteness, as you said, it's getting more and more extreme, is anti-Bob, right? That's what the hidden ground there is.
Well, till it's not, they don't know.
Right.
See, that's the rub. That's the problem. They can't keep up with it. You don't know, and you're in charge of it. So how are they supposed to know? Just saying. You letting it flow. You letting the river run like every damn body else, all right?
Perfect. Very good, Bob. Okay.
By the way.
Yeah. Now, do you know what a tulpa is? You ever heard that word? Tulpa?
Tulpa. Yes, but they use it wrongly.
Right.
So go ahead.
And I'll look up the word here. We'll see what the Webster says.
But they're wrong.
Tulpa.
But see, it's not mysticism. It's not paranormal being a subject. It's not about power. Not that.
Okay, because
the Tibetans got it all wrong. The Tibetans got it all wrong.
Right. So a tulpa, according to Wikipedia, is a concept in mysticism and the paranormal, the two words you just said, of a being, concept of a being or object which is created through spiritual or mental powers. It was adapted by 20th century theosophists from Tibetan spulpa, which means emanation or manifestation. None of that is a tulpa. Are there tulpas?
No, because look what it says. Look here. It was an adapted. If it was something that what it meant, you wouldn't have to adapt it.
Right. So it got distorted.
Correct. They're trying to say that the brain, or the entity of the brain, inside the human brain, has its own sense of self. And so therefore, that consciousness could apply to become part of the main human. So this is the id, Eckhart Tolle, ego issue. You see, I think I'm an axe murderer, but I've never killed anybody with an axe. Or no, what is it with Clinton? I know I'm a gay homosexual, but I never slept with another man. But I'm not sure. I know I'm a gay homosexual. I just had to practice that, you see. So that would be a tulpa that you'd have to adapt to find out if you really were gay or not. Well, we were going to say axe murderer, but I haven't killed anybody with an axe yet. Lizzie Borden got good reviews for her good work, all the stuff through there. We want to be like her because she got away with it. No, she didn't. Yes, she did. She killed him. She didn't get away with it, but she didn't seem to mind, you see. No, she gave her mother 41. She gave her daddy 41. So the axe murderer part, that would be a representation of this tulpa, that the mind is the catalyst that allows this emanation or manifestation, which already was, that the mystics can say that a paranormal extrusion came from the heat-oppressed brain. Now, you know about the heat-oppressed brain, but that's not a tulpa. Yeah.
So, are there something which we put the word tulpa on that is real that you would say is the actual tulpa? What is that thing that is the actual tulpa?
Tech body.
Uh-huh.
Tech body.
All right. A tulpa. Now, Bruce Powell, who likes to read Gnostic literature, he's a McLuhan. I've done some books on McLuhan. He listened to a little bit of Ion.
We would be the Buddhist version of tulpa. The Buddhist version of tulpa.
But wait a minute.
Bert can help you with that.
Right. So he listened to a little Ion, and he said, Ion is a tulpa. Now, he'd be using these erroneous definitions because he wouldn't know any better. But calling Ion a tulpa, which means tech body, is correct. Because Ion is a little bit
from the reference. From the reference. But see, if we were a tulpa, you could see us. But you can't see us.
Aha. Right.
That's the difference.
So,
and you can't see the tech body, but you can feel it.
Right. So, for Bruce to call Ion a tulpa is very mistaken in light of all that you just said.
Well, he's using it as an example, but you got to look at the difference between the Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, and the tulpas from the Buddhist standpoint. That's closer.
So the Buddhists, that's you have closer. To see what they mean by tulpa, that's closer to Ion than anybody else's use of tulpa.
Yes. Yes, and a Yidim. Yidim.
What's that? Is that Jewish? Yiddish stuff?
No.
No.
Y-I-D-A-M-S.
Is that something in Buddhism? A term from Buddhism?
Yes. Tibetan and Buddhism, yes.
Yeah, so you're saying, I thought you were saying the Tibetan Buddhisms were erroneous. But to the degree Buddhism is close, you mean Tibetan Buddhism.
Correct.
Yeah, because they were like the Kuathanites, quite close to the ascended situation in the ascended continent. They had a lot of residue from that transformation.
The Yidim give you a cleaner line because it's more like of a personal deity. That's why we like it better, because it can move you there. And that's what the tech body is becoming, because if you don't use your power, we will.
Yeah, you just said that the Tibetan Buddhism shows the tulpa as personal power. Did you say that?
Yidam is representing, it translates into a personal deity.
And is that, that's giving up your power to a deity.
Your personal deity, if you are the deity, no. You are in your power. So you're God.
So
that's what they're saying.
Is that the meaning of a tulpa?
If he's gonna call us a tulpa, it would have to be the Buddhism's version of it.
Right. But it doesn't cover anything because you said tulpa means tech body. Tech body is not all of Ion.
That's correct. But, it's a great part, Yes, but that's the problem here, Biggin. It's good. They think at times they are a change. And, oh, God, now we're starting to sing Dylan. Now we're starting to quote Dylan! No!
I knew you'd come around. But listen to this. So the way McLuhan talked about virtual reality, technology becoming its own autonomous state, and Croker developed that, Arthur Croker, and then I developed it. That is what was unforeseen. That's the tech body. That's the fifth horseman that nobody saw, that the technology project came in with the printing press led to, right? This is the unforeseen, unpredicted thing. But McLuhan started to get close. McLuhan started to get close to it. Okay, very good. That's a good discussion. Though tulpas.
Good.
Now,
okay, 8:05. What else you want?
So the ego and the id. Can you add the word unconscious as false concepts?
Say ego, deconscious. Id. Say deconscious. Don't say unconscious. Say deconscious. And that way, people will stop and go, well, "What do you mean?" And if they say that, you won, because now they got to look. That's all we're trying to get them to do, is to look.
And we'll have to look up the definitions, you mean?
Or figure out what the hell you're trying to say, because you're not sure.
Yeah. What about pre-conscious? Does that come into deconscious?
Now, that now you're talking about levels of discernment. That's a different construct.
Great. Levels of discernment. What did I just ask about?
You're being really nice. You're being really nice and together. Have you been practicing, Bob? This is good.
Yeah.
This is much better. You don't feel so lucky.
Yes, but the short-term memory aspect, I forgot what we were just talking about.
Good. That's our favorite way.
Look,
deconscious.
Oh, yeah, the pre-conscious, the deconscious. And so we get them to look into deconscious, where they also should look into preconscious, or that's a ridiculous notion.
It is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Frank Zingroni made that the basis of his McLuhan book, trying to get past McLuhan, that he picked the wrong thing. He picked the preconscious, which is not viable. All right, but the deconscious is.
That's
the Coldplay. Yeah, is that soon coming into play, or does the amino acid plague issue is our first exposure that leads us to hide in the bunker because we get known for...
No. Stop all that. You won't have to go in the bunker until JW has to go. When JW has to go in the bunker, then you got to go. There won't be no chatter at that point. It'll be too wet to plow. But you don't have to go until he has to go.
Right, and you will have to go when the amino acid thing starts to take effect.
Well, not necessarily, because everything has a drop. Everything has a drop. It's like wallpaper. You don't know what wallpaper is, but the pattern repeats itself in wallpaper. Carolyn knows all about it. She's very smart. It's the drop.
Yeah, but what's the
you
drop?
Calculate
I don't know what
the drop
is.
The drop. It's the repeating of a pattern of wallpaper.
That's like a fractal.
Kind of.
Fractal, the one that repeats. That fractal, not the fractal antenna. So this repeating thing, we noticed that the amino acids leads to a repeating pattern.
Yes.
Does the Coldplay lead to a repeating pattern?
No. It's a completion.
Okay. A completion. Does the amino acid lead to a repeating pattern that we interpret as go stealth?
No, not necessarily, no.
So why did you bring in the drop and repeating pattern? What's that got to do with this question of when we go?
It's what's occurring. It's going stealth has nothing to do with it. Karen says that JW has to go stealth, and there's kind of like, it was almost like no. And she says, okay, then we don't have to go stealth. And that's right. She's correct. But when JW has to go stealth, then so shall you all.
And then when we get into the timing of it, you bring up the drop phenomenon. How is that connected to the timing?
The drop, the repeating pattern. We've had this before. We're going to have it again.
Right.
The point. Oh, when we were talking about God loves you, those exaggerated statements. I think it was something like, God loves me, God loves you. This Jesse Zubatar, who's trying to kill the Satanic Empire and overcome it, she's saying God loves you in the same pie-eyed idealism way when she says Satan's ruling us and we got to get rid of him. It's the opposite, the same mental condition, but targeted in the opposite direction. Would you agree with that?
We don't care.
Jesse is trying to topple Satan, just as the priests of religion tell you God loves you. Similar,
okay.
Monad, that's a monad. It's an all-encompassing statement, univocal, that is not appropriate to reality.
Okay.
You like that?
You think it's delicious.
Very good. Okay. That's it, then. Thank you very much.
Did you get a nickel? Did you get a nickel worth of penny back?
Yes. Yep, there was a lot of stuff in there.
That's very good, very good. We tried to be as sane as we could. Good, excellent. Thank you very much, and we'll see you doing Jack tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Jack, but I just had an image. Who was I in England? I was thinking about somebody in England. And,
Topping hands?
No. Why did somebody...
the Duke of Earl?
No, a British intellectual, I think.
Don't tell us. Earl of Sandwich?
No. Yeah. It's more
don't,
of,
don't tell us. We'll get. That's the Duke of Bourbon. Yeah, Bourbon.
No.
Yeah, that's the one. That's okay, wait. Don't tell us. Let's see. Whoa. Was he a poet?
Might be a poet.
Did it rhyme with Keats?
No. Oh, yeah, the poet lady. Oh, yeah, Marianne Faithfull. Marianne Faithfull. That's right, the poet lady. What the heck?
That's so funny. See, we actually made your dementia fun, Bob, isn't that nice?
Yeah, you actually led me along with that. Yeah, when it came to poetry. So I had her in my mind reading about her new album where she reads romantic poetry, Shelley, Keats poetry that I just mentioned, and they say it's astounding what she does because she's a woman of terrible experiences, and she overcame them all. Is that bullshit? What's wrong with Marianne?
Of course, he's peddling something, Bob. They're trying to make a narrative little pedal. They're trying to make a peel little sail, Bob. Just making a peel little sail.
But she got raped, in a sense, when she was 17 at a party. The Rolling Stones.
So did Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, I know. But no, not that kind of thing.
No.
Listen to this. So when she was 17, a pretty teenager in school, grade 11, she's at a party, and the Rolling Stones manager, Andrew Luke Oldham, why are we getting these echo? Discovered her at the party, got a recording contract, and she became famous. 64, 65, she's only 17 and 18. And then she was forced to be the girlfriend of Mick Jagger. Did that damage her, being involved with Mick Jagger, and all that early media publicity that happened
to
her?
No, what it did, the exposure, Mick Jagger was trying to overcome his own sexual incredulities. So she was a pawn. She was a pawn. He didn't know. I mean, you can look at him and kind of tell what he is, but that doesn't make any difference. He was trying to be the straight man. And so she was used for that policy.
To make him look heterosexual.
Normal. You really didn't have to be heterosexual in those days. You could be anything, if you know, whatever. Laying with dogs and cats. You know, people did crazy things. But the offshoot was, it helped record sales to be normal. If he is a sex symbol and he's gay, the girls don't get that. They don't want to be fag hags.
Right. So he used her as a wonderful girlfriend, and yet it wasn't genuine.
And made her famous in the interim, but she wasn't like hurt, but she wanted love.
And if he's going to get loved, I mean, I don't know how he could pass his mouth, but,
And she never got loved, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she writes, does the lonely poetry well. It's her biography.
The Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. So, so did Mick Jagger have a homosexual affair with David Bowie? They were caught in bed once or twice. Of course they did.
Of course. But I mean, so that's not even news. That's not even news, okay? I mean, shit, they say worse than that about you, Bob. And it's true, too.
Right. But the thing is, it was a problem in the early 70s. Still a bit of a problem if that got out. It got out eventually. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't...
He was
waning as a pop star for teenagers, but that wouldn't help. That he was seen
as homosexual. Everybody knew that Gregory Peck was a homosexual, but nobody knew Marlon Brando was. It doesn't make any sense to us.
No one knows about Marlon Brando.
Correct.
That's the first time we heard of that, Carol. Is that why Marlon Brando hung out with Garrett?
Of course.
Garrett's antique store. They had a homosexual teasing of each other, right?
I guess. Well, you know, Garrett would say, everybody wants to be with me, Bob. Everybody wants to be with me. You know, it makes no difference the reason.
And it makes no difference if they did get together with him.
He's not going to fucking tell.
Right.
That was his whole nuance.
He was hot for me.
Oh, everybody is, Bob. God bless. Carol has to keep a stick. She has to keep a stick to beat them off. She's trying to keep Jimmy from coming busting in the house any day now, Bob. You're doing all that new. She has spies watching you go to that beach, watching them people Google all over you. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, Carolyn, are you listening to us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, listening. So, all those women who glommed onto me before they disappeared and left the island, they were all trying to...
Women, men, cockroaches, cats, you've got stray pussies walking around the yard now. It's terrible. It's just terrible, Bob.
We saw the cat. We talked about Ben, Carolyn.
Ben showed up. Ben's after him, too.
So, okay, let's leave it at that.
Indeed. Happy day. Thank you very much, and we will see you. Hey, you want to do something Saturday for a little while? We'll see how we go.
Just for a little while.
All right, we got it. We're not as good as we once was, but we're as good once as we ever was.
Well, it can be more than a little while if you behave. But we understand you have to dominate now because it's the final lap.
We don't want to. We just want them to make good conversations. We'll follow it. We'll lead them. We'll punch them down the line to keep it flowing. But you can't just be all sulked up and asking crazy silly stuff if you can't get anywhere from it. You got to get somewhere.
Right.
And there's an obvious point of order that you're trying to parlay. Your world, your way. Okay, and they don't like that, as you say, why are you here? Don't want to be here, don't be here. But don't complain about not being here and not getting the benefit that you wanted the benefit of because you didn't listen and do what we said. They get mad because your life is shit. Every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens, you know?
Right.
All participants are now unmuted.
Hello? Hello? Can I be heard?
Yep.
He is heard. Ah.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now what? What's happening? What's happening?
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. And the long, lingering, punctuating silences that followed.
There were no silences.
Yes, there was, Bob.
Yeah, there was a lot of silences.
Well, when I'm fucked up and screwed up things or whatever they did... We had to go find it. That's an hour ago. What we got left here?
Recently. You just came on, and it's been silent for quite a while.
Been silent for quite a while?
Yes.
I've got to stop phoning people while the things are playing. I should be paying more attention, shouldn't I?
Yes.
No.
No. So anyways, that was a pretty astounding session. Let's start to hear your wisdom, regardless of me.
Actually, my first question was, you're saying this is the final lap. I think you've been saying something like that more recently.
Did this end properly?
Yes.
Yes.
It went the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ian said every time I get a gallon of whiskey and then it sort of cut something bad happens and it sort of cut off.
Yeah. So, what is it you were saying?
You've been saying recently. Yeah, this is the final lap.
Well, I think that we're pretty close to the end, aren't we?
Is it the end of the end of the beginning?
Yes, the end of the beginning.
Well, that's what I said when it first came out.
The virus just landed on shore.
Yeah.
That means a lot of people are going to die. That bird's going to die.
The birds have been singing a lot lately.
Yeah, they're happy to die.
All night.
Look at Cider Somerset. He just types and types and types for hours. So, did I unmute everybody? Yes.
Yes.
Except for Steve. Well,
I did note that Ion said filing motions to infinity and beyond. There seems to be like this endless, seemingly endless cycle of motions and court motions and litigations and court cases.
You mean with Sydney?
Including her, yeah. But it just seems like that's like breathing to the business community is just, you know, filing litigations and court cases and getting things tied up in court and having motions and whatever other legal terms you want to say.
Well, there seems like astounding facts revealed in that thing. Let's hear you people notice them. Anybody remember anything?
Well, Sydney's going to be the... I don't know if you want, not tiebreaker, but she's going to be a...
Revelation.
A revelation, yeah.
And then who leads the revolution?
You do both.
You do
the revolution.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The revival.
Well, that's not a revelation. We do that.
No, I'm revolution.
Revolution.
Sydney is revelation.
Ah. Ian did say, they mentioned years ago that people were going to vote on the tech body. And they mentioned it again in the session that people were going to be using their fingerprints and it was going to be immediate.
Yeah.
But you have to wonder if this is going to a viceroy situation in feudalism, and also the lack of confidence in any sort of election situation, what purpose another voting scenario or election would serve?
What purpose would another voting thing serve?
Yeah, and another election. I mean, would there even be a sense of integrity in it, or
if there was just thumbprint media?
Well, if there was, I mean, Ian says that most of the people are going to die, and that the government's going to become a side conversation. It's going to become irrelevant. So,
and now it's going to become God.
They said the people. Well, didn't Ion say people already treat the government as God, like they want the government to take care of them?
Yeah, they're going to start doing that now.
Before the viceroy situation or after?
Conscious. What?
Yeah. Before the viceroy situation or after?
Viceroy replaces the president. So, Hines says that government will become God, but then they said it wouldn't work. Not going to work.
So, Ion said that things are, the outcome is set, but how we get to the outcome can still be variable or potentialities.
Yeah.
So is the outcome that is set is that Trump will be viceroy?
Yeah. That's what's set.
Okay, so there's a number of scenarios on how to get there.
Yeah.
I
gave one. What was it? That Sydney caused a problem. Then they can't decide who's president, whether they should redo the election or not, so they'll put the president as an institution to the side and make a viceroy.
Yeah, causing a constitutional crisis that will lead there, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't... What the answer was to... what judge is Cindy? Did Sydney?
You need to be louder, Linda.
Okay, so Sydney's going to, by luck, get a judge who's going to allow her to win her case. I didn't quite catch that about the judge.
Oh, I was just wondering how she would win, since most judges would be corrupt or not going that way, and Ian didn't say why she got a judge that would favor her.
Yeah, and if she got one that favored her, how would anybody else follow what that judge decided? You know, you have to get a judge that will agree, but then you have to get those in government or whoever to follow that judgment.
Yeah, you have to, how do you make it one decision, how does it make it get to a big level? And Ian says it's not going to go that way. It's just going to be like Roe versus Wade, a legislation that nobody can overthrow. And everybody has to follow that new law, sort of. Even though it's not law.
If they're ignoring the election and the Constitution to such an egregious degree, I don't see how that would be affecting the political situation at all, or how that would be resolved.
What wouldn't it be resolved?
Say Sydney won her case in some court, and you said it'd be like Roe versus Wade. Well, then it would just become some legal legislative issue, but I don't see how that would change the political landscape to the extreme degree that Ian's suggesting.
Yeah, they didn't say that. They didn't say Well, they said that there would be a problem of Trump obviously winning, but half the people wouldn't allow Trump to be president.
They would see the media. The media would trample over it,
And then they said that would become a problem, maybe even a bit of civil war, and then they will put aside the role of the president and make a new situation where there would be a viceroy at the top. And I think it would be presented as not having much power.
I don't think the media would cover that. They would bury it or downplay it. A large segment of the people wouldn't even be aware that something like that happened. And
well, no, they'll find out.
Yeah.
Now, well, this what is, I yeah. said, Mike Lindell helps because each revelation moves it along. So more and more people hear about it. So Lindell, yeah. you're only going to get half the people to believe it, but he adds more knowledge to the incredulity.
He adds to the momentum.
Yeah.
There was
maybe
a video
be others.
Of Trump getting on Air Force One that was supposed to have happened 4 days ago and on Marine One. I was wondering, have you seen that, and do you know whether that's an old video that they're replaying as a current one or if that actually happened 4 days ago?
I don't know about it, but what are you saying? Is this a prediction by the fringe people?
No, it was a video that was shown of him getting on Air Force One and then getting on Marine One, and in order for that to be the case, that would be visually revealing that Trump is still in charge. And so
well,
I was wondering,
did you see the video? Did he get on Air Force One?
Yes, but it's hard to tell when they play these videos without a context whether they're just replaying something from the past and acting like it's current or whether it's actually a current video because there's no time stamp or anything
yep.
on it.
People have done that in error, Linda. They have replayed videos like that, so...
I know.
Yeah.
There was a video 2 months ago of a motorcade that was a replay also.
Exactly.
That was a mistake. But, yeah. They yeah. said it was recently or something, and it was a couple of years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that seems like the idea, Bob, is you're saying there's a seeping or seeding or drip of these revelations, and that's this information war that General Flynn says that we're involved in, where... through the smoke screen and the disinformation or propaganda, whatever you want to say, there's this stuff that's being disseminated.
Right. But half of the population won't ever believe it.
Yeah.
But they'll be stuck with the Sydney decision, which would affect voting rules. They'd have to do... I don't know, less machines, but then Nine said they'd all use the thumbprint.
Yeah.
So
there was with Obama as the last president, you have to wonder how many more presidential elections there are going to be after, say, we
not
do it
gonna
one
be
more
anymore.
Time. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking the extreme situation of Trump taking office, which Ian said was, they barely pulled off years ago, and being biblical. Getting Trump in office, Ian said that it was, they almost weren't able to get Trump in office, or it was almost too much for people to take.
I don't remember people thinking of canceling it.
No. Just Ian saying years ago that it was almost too much for them to get Trump into office. Like, people almost couldn't take it or something to
no,
that.
A lot of people... Okay, what are you saying? He's lucky to have been made president in 2016?
No, that it was an extreme, Ion said, biblical event getting Trump into office.
Yeah.
Like it was an anomaly.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it would be a similar extreme situation to have Trump become viceroy and the government to become sidelined or...
Well, that's why he's a biblical president.
Yeah.
He's going to get these things. Which means he's different.
It would just be the executive branch that's set aside, right? Not the Senate or the House.
Yeah, and on top of that, a lot of people are going to die.
Right. 2/3 of the government.
Yeah. 2/3 of the population, but a lot of the government. So what was that last bit?
Ion did say 2/3 of the government a while back.
Okay.
And 2/3 of Hollywood.
2/3 of everything. That's right.
Yeah.
2/3 of the entire planet.
What was
so
that?
People better laugh. They're going to butterfly.
2/3 of the planet. 2/3 of the population of the planet is what.
Yeah, and then he said 2/3 in Hollywood, 2/3 of.
Yeah.
Of Wisconsin.
You know, if you convert 2/3 to a decimal number, it comes out to 0.666.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So what was your last point, Bert, you didn't think could happen?
This made me part. It's part, not Bert.
Bert.
No, it'll be just as an extreme situation to pull off having Trump become viceroy and the government become sidelined.
Yeah, that's if it happens, that's why he will stand out. That's why he's in the Bible. He's part of the great American experiment, and he's like a double duty in tarot bang at the end of it as we go feudal.
Yeah, and what's also interesting that is curious is it's going to be courts or... the legal system that's so far been ignoring Trump and not even looking at evidence that's somehow going to turn around and allow that to happen.
Yeah.
Like they've been a, you know, what does Jeffrey Prather call them or whoever, a captured operation that the Patriot guy. So does that mean that they then become... they turn for Trump somehow, all of these courts, or? It's hard to believe she's got compelling evidence. I mean, the people are so aware of all the evidence that exists against all these people and for the voting fraud. They haven't even seen all the evidence that she has, but for some reason, I am saying that she's going to turn things around.
Well, she's got evidence I gave her.
Yeah, but it seems like even if she has the best evidence in the world, getting someone to respond to her.
Well, that's why it's biblical. Somebody will respond.
Yeah, and then they respond, and then somebody else has to enforce what is decided, which is a whole different ball game. I mean, everything.
Well, what do you know? why are you relying on your believability factor or your credibility gap? Why are you? That's not going to happen. How do you know?
I don't know, but I'm making these statements just based on the information.
Based on your thinking.
Well, no, if you were to ask me, I would say it's all going to work out and we don't know how or why. Basically, it's Bob and Ion. You can simplify it. But it is interesting to me how they'll take an untenable situation, if that's the right word, and completely flip it around. Just the technical aspects of that.
Yeah, you can't see how it's going to happen.
Mm-mm, nope.
So just Lou, Bob, when you talked to her on Sunday evening, as you now have posted on Facebook, so now everybody knows you talked to her on Sunday evening.
Yeah, but I said I said Sydney P.
Well,
you're projecting.
Yeah. Sure, I think it's the Sydney at the glass at the ice cream bar. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a male name, a male Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Sydney wouldn't want it out there that I am talking about her, so I cleverly didn't put the last letters in there.
Still, some people who have already listened to you may...
Yes.
Still be able to read that out, and that may help her or not help her.
I think it'll help her. If they find out Bob's behind her, since they're all afraid of me, that's what you're not considering, Bart.
Yeah,
my influence. I'm running a fucking revolution.
I know, that's the ground. You're the ground, Bob. I'm speaking of the figures.
I can't lose. I'm the dark soul. I get what I want. If I say something, I am puts it into effect.
Winning.
Winning. I got a bit startled when I saw it on Facebook of all places. So, okay.
Well, you were supposed to be. You were supposed to be startled.
Let it air from the minaret.
What'd you say?
Ion has teased you many times for posting too much stuff on Facebook. I thought this was actually a good case.
It's a good case.
Well, when Ion says you're saying too much on Facebook, this was one of those examples.
Of too much.
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad we got that said before the show ended.
Exactly.
Oh, the show was still going? I thought we were on the after call.
Yeah, everybody's going
to
know what you think, Bart. They're going
to
know how little man you are. You're fucking incredulity. You'll never work in this town again.
Oh, no. Come on, Bob. I need a job.